This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, get ready to start paying a lot more for parking on San Francisco streets. SFMTA is seeking to raise parking meter prices in order to address a $50 million budget deficit. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what kind of increases are we looking at?
Well, you know, they used to call them nickel and dime hikes, you know, and it used to irritate a lot of people as Muni tried to make money off parking in San Francisco in order to support the mass transit. But now it's going to be more like bucks and bucks and a quarter because they're talking about raising, you know, the basic rate in some areas to a minimum of a dollar rather than 25 cents for a partial hour, and then increase parking as well for 25 cents an hour. Now, you got to understand, San Francisco's parking and parking prices are not evenly distributed. So anybody that thinks they're going to get off with, an initial fee of a buck in the downtown area around Chase Center, forget it, okay? You go into Oracle Park, you go into Chase, you go into along the Embarcadero Fisherman's Wharf, you better be ready to pay like $12 an hour. And the reason they can do this and raise this money in this way is we've gone from the old days of putting your nickels, dimes, and quarters into slots into paying by credit card and right, paying by app. So that's not only led to easier and more, you know, bleeding of your dollar, but it's also made it so that they can adjust these things, you know, any time of day or any within, you know, minutes. They can change the price. It's called congesting pricing. And they're trying to use that to help offset, you know, mega deficit of some $50 million on the transit system in San Francisco. So they're asking the cars to pony up. The irony of this is just earlier in the week, we were talking about parking is so slow in the downtown area where it's so expensive that they're talking to taking, you know, Muni garages and putting pickleball courts on the top floors in order to make a buck.
So are all the parking meters in the city going to be impacted by this?
Yes. One way or the other, you're going to see all the parking meters impacted. And it's also, okay, you know, they always say, you know, when you're in trouble, you could never find a cop. Well, I tell you, you go 1 minute over the meter and you're going to find a ticket. I mean, you know, and they're going to have more parking control officers out there, and they're going to be handing out as many tickets as they see fit. And there's going to be a chance you're going to get one now because they're going to be everywhere. They call it all, I love bureaucraties, I love it all. They call this whole plan increase rates, possibly even extending hours down the line, even though that's a political tough one, saying you park meters should stay in effect till 10 o'clock and on weekends. But they call it parking optimization.
Well,
optimum for me and you.
No, but optimal for them. And just really quickly, when can we expect these prices to go up?
I would say in the next couple of months, the MTA has given it the basic nod, and we'll see what the mayor says, because the mayor is also talking about going to voters and asking them for a tax. And in the past, they've said, hold off on parking meter raises until we can see if they can go for a tax. But they need the money now. So I think it's just a matter of weeks or months.
All right. Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.